Simin Tov Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. The gentleman, I think, spent the past few days finishing the Torah Beis Yosef. So we're only going to do Aleph today. It's not too much. But we only have two more Chaburas, Bezer Hashem Nizman, which is Sunday and Tuesday. So if the Ilum should make sure to finish. Bezer Hashem. Says Machaber, Kol Arba Minim Sulim Begozel Ubegonov, Bein Lefnei Yush, Bein Lacher Yush. Aval Gozel, Vekoni Veloisiu HaMitzvah, Bein Gozelu Lishipeu, Kosher, Nekani Bishinu Maiso. If there's no Yush, if a person is not Kohen of the Lulav, or any of the Dalamina for that matter, then he can't be Yotzei, it's not Lachem, you're not used on the first day, and on the rest of the days, is a Shaila whether or not there's a Dinah Mitzvah above here. Umi Ulai Yivarech Alav Yish Mishu Emid Lo Yinifsal Gozel Vagonov Elo Laganov Elgazan Atzmoy Av Lachirim Kosher Bishar Yom Kotzmi Yom Rishin. This is a Shaila, we'll have to wait a little bit for Sifhei. Let's discuss how does Mechaber Lamaisa hold when he gets Mitzvah above here, the Shar Yomim. But even if there is a problem with Mitzvah above here, that's only, says the Mechaber, when you get to the person that stole it, not when you get to somebody else. Agav, he says, one of the kinyanim over here is Gozal Lulav Shipeu. It's not exactly clear. Bikur Yaakov is Marech when you get to that. Shipeu, what did you do to the Lulav? The standard Lulav, Shipeu means that you made some sort of Shinui. The standard Lulav is Roy as soon as you cut it off. You don't have to do anything. There's nothing. The Sharatin is Marer this a little bit. Shipeu Amalekani, he says. Not exactly clear. But if there is a way, the real Shaila is there any Shinui that you could do to a Lulav that should be considered a Shinui Maisa that you're Yetzer? Because the Shinui Maisa is only something if it was, right, the Sharatin says, Dafki Ma'idea Shipui Nishtana Shmoy. Meshiv Amalekon, it has to be Nishtana Shmoy. It wasn't a Lulav before, and then you did something that you made it a Lulav, but not exactly clear. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, he quotes a Smag, Kosav Asmag, Asal Zalzal Esrig Vashari Mitzvah Shakar Moichumisam. He says that you can't be mezalzel in an esrig shar mitzvahs. What does that mean? If they're charging a little bit more than the value, than the fair value, you should pay a little bit more. Why? Because if you don't buy them, the next year they're not going to bring them. So therefore, kedei that shouldn't come to a matzav that you're not going to have dalam minim, one should be careful to even spend a little bit more than it's worth. Now, is he allowed to spend a lot more? It's not clear. Let's say they're going to be miyakir, right? It says, not clear. How much you? Let's say the guy wants 10,000 shekel for it. Are you allowed to spend that amount of money? Or no, it's like a ransom. Because if he's going to do that, he's going to do it every time. But maybe next year you'll have your own esrig. We don't find that there's an esrig to spend a tremendous amount of money for an esrig if that's all that there is. I don't know how Reuben Gamliel bought his for Elif Zuz, who he bought it from. We don't find. Now there's another Indian of Zilzul B'mitzvah that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Arizal. Shulchan Aruch, the Arizal, they bring down the Arizal. Whenever it came to a mitzvah, he would give whatever the person asked for it. The person asked for 250 shekel for his esrig, he gives it to him. He asked for 500 shekel, he gives it to him. In other words, not to bargain when it comes to mitzvah. They even say that the Arizal, sometimes you put down the money and tell the guy, take the money. Then what's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is L'chura, that if you start handling over 10 shekel here, 20 shekel here for the mitzvah, it's like, you're not willing to spend, the mitzvah is not worth enough for you that you spend an extra 10 shekel for the mitzvah. It's much more that it's a shtickel zilzil in the mitzvah. No, you want to make sure they got a good price. The 10 shekel, the 20 shekel, it's also, with the cab driver. Could be that's also a mitzvah. Yesh l'ayin, could be you have a mitzvah to pay, right? The chay achicha imach, it's to, help out another yid. I'm not telling you not to handle with the cab driver. Lay it down. But when it comes to mitzvah, there's a certain, when it comes to buying a table, you understand when it says on the table that it costs 199 shekel, that you're paying 199 shekel, and they're not going to give it to you for 175. You pay the, unless you're in the shuk and you're handling it. But the standard thing, when it comes to mitzvah, this is the price that they're asking, so that's the price that's rajmukal. So there are certain people, the chaskilah, they go up 150 shekel because they know that you're going to handle the price with them. So then maybe in a chanam, you're just getting it back down to one. But that iser of zilzul b'mitzvah, if it's just, 10, 20 shekel that you're handling over here, that yesh l'ayin, whether or not that's not nichlal in zilzul b'mitzvah. Certainly it's not, I wouldn't say that it's also, but it's maybe it's near l'cham k'zilzul mitzvah. The Indian of Gozel and Ganov, we hope that it's not too negeaver for most people, or for anybody for that matter, but the Bir Alof of your quotes, Ein Mishnah Berurah, Vayin Le'el Simin Yud Aleph Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Zayin Mishnah Le'Neinu Gam King. What is it talking about over there? It says lachem by tzitzis also. Tzitzis has to be yours. What happens if you buy b'hakafa? You buy on credit, and the guy that you bought from, he comes to you and he says, "Chaim Yankel, where's the money?" Ayel v'nofek azuzi, it's called. He's asking you for the money. He really wants the money, and he doesn't want to pay him. That's a chasar in lachem. Kepas in Shulchan Aruch, that's a chasar in lachem. That's like gezel because you didn't pay the guy for the thing. If he tells you, "Terrific, take it and pay me in 2 years," fine. You don't have to pay right now. But if the guy is ayel v'nofek azuzi, that's already a chasaron in lachem. If the guy wants his money, you're not giving him the money. Now there's another nekuda there. If you look there in the Bir Halacha, and it's also brought down later on in Tafresh Nun Vav, they quote the Machan Ephraim, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Machan Ephraim, that says, there's a machlekes apoiskim whether or not a kinyan derabanan, you could be yotzei mitzvah daraisa. In other words, midaraisa mois are krenis. Midarabanan, meshicha is krenis. So if you do a maitse kinyan of meshicha on your dalin minim, where you didn't pay for it yet, then you did a kinyan derabanan, and you want to be yotzei mitzvah daraisa. There's a shaila whether or not with a kinyan derabanan you can be yotzei mitzvah daraisa. It's not yours on a daraisa level, because you never gave the money. So the Mishnah Brura brings down over there, he says, it sounds like it's lefnim Mishuras Hadin a little bit. He brings it down. Yesh ermim dahani dekani esreg lemitzvah upari la'achar chag lo yoyis avdi. For those that say that somebody buys a dalan minim, an esreg, before yantif, and they only pay after yantif, lo yoyis avdi. Because if you haven't paid the money, cash, cold cash, then you're only going to be the rabbanon. So if you bring it to your rishus already, then lachar you're kind of teres chaser. See, without that, most scenarios you're going to have such a case that it's kind of teres chaser. Unless you come in the morning and you pick up your ovens from somebody, you were never kind of teres chaser, then you're not going to be yitzim. But it sounds like Mishnah Berurah says lachatchila nochan lizor, but zev lefrei kind of machag. The Chatzchila, one should pay for his dal and minim before Yontif. Now, what then? Yes, give the money. Schiris is like Mechir Liyomi. That's yours for now. The check. Oh, what's with the check? So Lachar Lav Dafka check. Kim Dumani Bizmanenu, people consider a check as cash, unless it's a check Dachoy, it's a post dated check, which can't be used now. But especially in Eretz Yisrael, even more than America, checks fly around. You give it to one person, and the next thing you know, it was deposited by some grocery store in Haifa. Because his cousin gave it to somebody else, and that person gave it to another person. Now it's more common that it says mutav b'ovad, that people are dafka. But a lot of times they tell you, just leave it open. Leave the check open, and we'll take care of it. Right? And in such a case, in a hanami, it goes from hand to hand. People use it as money. So checks, for the most part, if you gave the guy a check, if he didn't deposit it, terrific, that's his own problem. But etzem, you paid him, that's considered payment. There are those that are machmer to give dafka cash. Now, a lot of times, it doesn't really help you too much, because depending on who you're buying from, I remember I checked a certain rav that he bought for his entire community, dalan minim. They would order, and he would order from some seicher, and that seicher would give we'd give him whatever it is, 150 esregim, and he would sell them to the community. And people were always handling, should they pay beforehand? It's kedai to pay beforehand. He said at the end of the day, the mice of the shul doesn't pay till after yontif. Till they get all the money, they're not spending whatever it is, tens of thousands of dollars, I don't know how many thousands of dollars to pay the, they're not laying out the money. When they get the money from the people in the congregation, then they'll send it off. But, so it doesn't really help the fact that they paid their money beforehand, because the shul, who they bought it from, he's only paying later on. So you have to know from the seicher that you're buying it from, it could be that Bechlal, he bought whatever it is, a certain amount of a seregim, and only after he gets the money, he's paying the guy before him. I think probably most people over here probably do give the money before Yontif, whatever they got. But there is an Indian to be medaktik to pay for your dalan minim before Yontif. Is it not yetzin? So the priest can talk about lamaisa. Is this, you are mechuyiv to, you're not mechuyiv to? Some people say that since Lamaisa, that's the way that people are nochis to sell things with kinyan mishicha, to get the money afterwards. So that's like situmta. It's a certain type of asmachta, it's a certain type of haskoma that everybody has that this should work as a kinyan that works on a deraisa level b'chlal. Some people say that you could be simcha on the shittas that hold that kinyan derabban helps with daraisa. Once you're kinyan derabban and it's yours in gansin, and the mamela klapit the daraisa, the rabbanan said this works as a kinyan. Mamela you can even be yaitzah daraisa. They give most. It sounds like tradition of brura that it's not meikar adin. It says nachan the zara lechatzchila. Chatzchila, it is there is an inyan to pay for it that it shouldn't be a shaila of lachem. Now somebody told me an interesting story that happened with his father. His grandfather sent his father many, many years ago to buy an esrig. And he went to the Rav, he bought an esrig, and he was playing with it on the way back. It was in a box, and he was throwing it back and forth. And it fell. The kitzer, he came home, and he gave the box with the esrig inside to his father, and his father opens the box, and sure enough, the pitim is off. So his father sends him back, and says, go back to the Rav and tell him that the pitim's off. There's no, you can't sell me such an esrig. Kitzur goes back to the Rav, and the Rav switches it. The Rav switches it and gives him a new esrig. Now, l'chura, that's gozel. Because that was, he did it himself. The kid went ahead and threw around the esrig, and Mamela, the Rav didn't know, gozel. What was his bar? His bar was that tens of years later, he said 50 years, I don't know exactly how many years later, many, many, many years later, he went back to the Rav, the father, who's now a grown man, the son, who's now a grown man, this person's father, was telling me the story, he went back to the Rav, and he told the Rav, he told the Rav the whole story. He said, when I was a little kid, whatever it was, I went and I gave back the esrig, and he gave me a new esrig, and the Rav said, I'll tell you the truth, I never sold an esrig with a broken pitim. I didn't know what happened. You know, he brought me back a broken pitim. I gave you a new one. But the kitzer, he was Michael him, and a few days later, maybe 2 weeks later or something, the Rav was nifter. He got it beforehand. Shaila is, can you be yoitze now, 50 years back, can you be yoitze lemafreya on the lachan? Can it be yours or not? So the Bir Halacha over here, he quotes Ashari Tshuva, the second Bir Halacha. He says, Gona vegozel v'shilim lebitzoyif u'pias lebalagino im yatzel marfeya ayin tematovashin chas sharitzur zivkan gimel mishabru zivkan tezvav. He says, what was the case over there? There's the case of Marash Dam. A guy went leil, would you believe, Matzim Kippur, he stole an esrig. He stole an esrig Matzim Kippur, because he used it the first 2 days of Yantif. Cholamayit, he had a Hiruri Tshuva. And he went back to the guy and he says, Shimon David, you should just know that I stole your esrig. I stole your esrig. Yeah, please be my chummy. I want to pay you for it. He says, bein oyavim kamoinu. Not a problem. You don't even have to pay me. It's fine. It's not a problem. Shaila is, now l'mafreya was the guy yitzeh. It was a straight out gozel. But now that the guy is mafayis, he's mafayis him. It's kumtoris, he told him. Mafayis, I don't care about the fact that he stole it. So he's mafayis him, so maybe l'mafreya. It could be his, l'chem. Can you say that it could be lachem lemafreya? So machlekes apaisim there, the Shari Tshuva himself brings down that it's machlekes there, the achrenim, and then we say lachur. It's a big chiddush. It is a big chiddush to say that you could be yetsel lachem. At the time that you took it, you weren't yetsel. Now the guys michael you're going to be yetsel lemafreya for what you did. Especially our case, it was 40 years later, whatever it is, 40, 50 years later. It's going to be yetsel mitlatoli. The mitzvah is mitlatoli v'koi until the guy's michael. Once the guy's michael, oh, then it turns back into lemafreya. It's not exactly clear how it comes out over there. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about that case. He's matayin to Mishnah Berurah there, but the Mishnah Berurah talks about a similar case. What's the case? The case is that somebody says, I'm giving you a matana manas lahakser, esrig matanas lahakser. The law is, if you don't give back the matana, then you're not yitzeh. The whole matana, it only is yours if you're going to give it back. But if you don't give it back, then this was never yours. So you're not yetzah. What happens if the guy doesn't give it back, and the person who gave it to him says, Hareini ke'ilu iskabalti. It's as if I got it. It's as if I got it. So he says that it works. Hareini ke'ilu iskabalti, it works. It's ke'ilu as if the guy got it. And in a chanami, l'chari is going to be yetzah. However, in the Shari Tshuva, in the Shari Tzion, he says something interesting. He says, if it's la'achar zman, if it's already after the time of the mitzvah, then l'chur it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? He said, Hareini ke'ilu iskabalti. Why doesn't it work? It's mashma l'chur that l'mafreya, it doesn't work. If you didn't, at the time that you were supposed to give it back, you didn't give it back, then it's not going to help you afterwards that it should be l'mafreya, that it should be considered yours. The only thing is, it's not the exact same case. There, the whole part is, it's matan mazlasti, you have to give it back to me. I asked you to give it back to me at the time that I could be yotze. If you give it back after the time that your person can be yotze, then it's not kibbutz if you gave it back. So what does it help to say, Arini filis kabalti, after yontif? After yontif, it's kibbutz filis kabalti. If the guy would have given it back mamish after yontif, you wouldn't be yotze. Arini filis kabalti just means it's kibbutz if I got it. But even if the guy would have given it to him mamish at this time, he also wouldn't be able to be yotze, because it's already after the zman of the mitzvah, and you have to be able to give it back at the time of the mitzvah. Mashenki, when a guy steals something and afterwards he says, I'm moichel you for stealing it, I don't care that you stole it, it's fine, then maybe in the chanami, the mafreya, it should work. I don't have achra on it. I guess when you get the shemayim, we'll find out what the story was. Was he mekayim the mitzvah or not? Not exactly clear. But Baruch Hashem, you got the mechilo, which is what counts. Chelik of what counts. Now, there's another shaila that comes up when you get to Gezla and Sregim. This is more common. What happens if a guy takes the Esrig from a Seicher and he wants to show it to the Rav? Gorgeous Esrig, 550 shekel. Kitzer, he wants to show it to the Rav. On the way to the Rav, it falls out of his hand. Bang, the pitim falls off. What's halacha? How much does he have to pay the Seicher? Or if you take somebody else's Esrig, he steals somebody else's Esrig, he takes the bar of somebody else's Esrig, it falls down and the pitim falls off. What's the halacha? The guy spent 500 shekel on his Esrig. Can I pay him? Do I have to pay him 500 shekel? Or no? The Esrig is not worth 500 shekel. The Esrig is worth about 4 shekel and 70 on the road. It's only because of the mitzvah that it has chashivas. Out of the mitzvah, you could be yotze with any Esrig. In and of itself, doesn't have value. It's just because the value of that the guy wants to use a chashiv Esrig for his mitzvah. But if he doesn't, he could be yotze with even any Esrig. So l'chayra, maybe he shouldn't have he should be able to pay him back anything. Says the Ma'ariv Mint, and it's true, and the Chacham Tzvi goes the same way. Then in the Chanami, the Gemara says, if a person says, Harei alai oilo, I want to give an oilo, and he's mafresh a shor, that he wants to give it as an oilo. Somebody goes, a shor cost, I don't know, $2,000. A guy goes and he steals a shor, he steals a cow. Now he wants to pay him back. Says the Gemara, you let him pay him back a seh, you can give him back the shepsalo, which only costs $500. Why? Because he can be mekayim his mitzvah of harei alai oila with a sheep, just like he can be mekayim with a cow. In other words, the guy wanted to be mafresh something $2,000, but he wasn't mechayim himself to be mafresh a cow. He was mechayim himself to give oila. So he was mafresh the cow, and I'm giving oila, and I'm giving something back which is worth less, but he can be mekayim his mitzvah. So I'm giving him back something which he can be mekayim his mitzvah with. What's that? Oh, so the Chaim Baruch brings down that in the Chanami that Achrenim are matmiya. What type of dimin is that? Bechlal Acher. That's mamon gavoya. It's oila. And what does that have to do with the guy that's selling a tzurigim? L'mayis, that's a big machlek. Is Achrenim Chaim Baruch as Marach when you get to this? And in Arba Amin Mashalim, he wanted to say that when it comes to a seicher, if you're buying it from a seicher, in other words, you took it from a seicher or you stole it from a seicher, then zikr you have to pay the 550 shekel. No question about it. If it was an oinus, b'chulam, maybe it's a little bit different. But why? Because he's not trying to be yotze with this his mitzvah. He's trying to sell it. For him, it's 100% a business venture. You took something which is worth 550 shekel from him, you got to pay him back 550 shekel. Masha'inkin, in a case where you stole it from somebody or took it from somebody that has it to be yotze his mitzvah, so then I took something which be'etzem he's not trying to sell. It just has a lot of chashivas and he wants to be yotze, mitzvah muhuderes. But I can give him back something which, possibly, I can give him back something which he could be yotze mitzvah for. Machalik Zapoyetsky wants to say that in toughest line, mafkina mina, you have no chiv, the guy could say, I possibly take chacham tzvi, you have to prove to me not that way. That's an interesting story. A guy told me that he had such a case. That he, it was from a seicher. That he took something from a seicher and it fell out of his hands and it broke the pit and broke. So at the end of the day, he made a pshara. So he went to ask the place what he should do, and he told him it's a big shayla. He got it from a seicher. Maybe it's not such a shayla. But at the end of the day, he made up with him. He said, he bought a different esrog with him, and he threw in an extra 100 shekel for the esrog that he passed. Gets her. So they made some sort of pshara. Now, when you get to making a pshara, which is really when you get to the first thing that we handled, is haggling and handling on the price. Yesh l'ayin, I didn't find anybody who talks about it, but is there a problem of, if a guy wants 400 shekel for the esrog, and you say, you know what, give it to me for 320. He says 400, 320, 400, 320, you start walking away, and he's down to 380, and you start back and forth, and the whole shekel terah, and then fine, at the end of the day, 330. But he really wanted 400. Is that a problem of not to chomos, and not to take something to be mechayim to sell something he doesn't want to sell? He didn't want to sell this for 320 shekel. He only wanted to sell it for 400 shekel. At the end of the day, he did sell it for that, because that's the way that we just say, no, at the end of the day, this is what he wanted to, this is what I bet and forced him, anytime that I'm mechayim him to sell something, I asked him to sell something that he doesn't want to sell. He sold it at the end of the day, what's the problem? Third says, yeah, but he didn't want to sell it. You're mechayim him to sell it. What's that? What do you mean, you forced him to sell it? Put a gun to his head? You grab it and you pay? That's the only case that would be chomos, is that if you grab it and you pay? Then that's some zelo. What's that?
You didn't pressure him to sell it.
You did pressure him to sell it.
No, he said, I'm not paying that amount. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to blow your price, blow your price. I'm going to walk out.
Yeah, but the way you're telling him is, you're not being mechayim him, but you know that even though he doesn't want to sell for this price, you're going to be mechayim him to sell for this price.
If he do chomos, then you buy 400. I don't like 400.
You don't have to buy it for 400. I want to sell for 400.
He doesn't have to.
What do you mean? Of course he doesn't have to. But at the end of the day, what?
So don't sell to me.
It's in any case that
Lachara. Every time that you go to buy a house, it's Hamas?
No. That's all part of the. So you could say that's all part of the shtickle terror of the selling. That is how you sell. That's how we do it here. I look at Chila, jack it up to 400 shekel, because I know that you're going to handle with me. So then we'll get down to 320 shekel, which is what I wanted to sell for the whole entire time.
There's no 400 shekel at work.
For sure there's not. There's no Eino with Esregim. It's like Karkois. Because the shower he changes in. Right, somebody said that he sold an Esreg last year for 6,000 shekel. $6,000. $6,000. $6,000 for an Esreg? What did he do? Found that afterwards it was diamond studded. No, I don't know. It was not exactly clear what it was. $6,000. No. Oh, that's what that cost. Oh, Chamesha says that cost. Seven. Toda Rabba. So that's the shaila, whether or not you could potter it with a is that a problem to take something to be mechayim to pay something, where you say no, that's it, listen here, the guy doesn't have to sell it to me, which is lechur, like the understanding, he doesn't have to sell it, it's not a problem of chamas b'chlal.
So then you can't pay more than a campaigner, you're not allowed to spend more, no, for
this. You're not allowed to give a certain amount more of all your belongings, of how much you own. But Be'etzim, you can give, maybe we'll see in Tavrishon and Vav, the Nidin, exactly how much to pay, the Chulu. If we have the, depending on, yeah. I am still waiting to hear from the rest of the Olam whether or not they want to learn Tavrishon and Vav next month. The last halach over here, in the Sif, which is very Negea, is asking one's wife, or his child, to be Ma'agad or Lulav. The Ma'aseh of the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham that says lechatchila one should not ask his a guy to be ma'agad alulav. The Mishnah Berurah says one so to his wife, and so to, in other words, it's a chelek the igud, even though you're not mechuyev to be ma'agad it. However, it is a chelek of the hechsher. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a lechatchila one has to do it al tider mitzvah. It's a chelek of the hider of zekei livan vehu, and remela somebody that's ma'agad alulav. They should be ma'agad lulav themselves or with a gadol and not ask a goy and not ask their wife and not ask their child who's not 13 years old. Now, what's included in the igud? So, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not talking about that most people have four rings that they have on their esrei. They have one that's ma'agad the lulav hadas and esreigim, and then there's another three on top of the lulav, just by the lulav itself. Those three are not a problem at all. It's only the one at the bottom, which is ma'agid, the luv, together with hazan esrig, which is esrig, hazas, aravas, with the luv, is a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in Tafresh Nun Aleph that the koshikol that people use is a kiyum of igud. When you put in the hadas and the aravas and the luv, that's the kiyum of igud. Some people are makbid to go ahead and make a kshira on top of that. But lamaisa zalchara, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's considered a kiyum of the igud. And the Mela, one should not, his wife should not put the lulav inside, or his son should not, somebody that's not a gadol, lechatchila should not. If he did, says the Sharatim, lechatchila should take it out and put it back in. Lechatchila, not ma'akiv, the ma'isa, but lechatchila one should take it out. That lechatchila applies side to the Kreshikol inside through the ring which goes around the Kreshikol, because it's a shadow when the Kreshikol is considered Kshira, the meal of the ring or the Kshira that you do around it. Now, if people ask, is there a problem for a child to make a Kreshikol? Or the child to make the rings? No, there's no problem for them to make it. They're not being ma'agadit. That is the thing that a person uses to be ma'agadit. So memela, when you put the lulav inside, that's the ma'isa igud. But there's no problem. All kosher kloch, as far as I know, are made by people that are less than 13 years old. The standard kosher kloch is made by some by kids. Memela, that's not a that is considered a igud, but it's not a problem of a child being ma'agadit. Mechatzchila, one should be makbet to do it themselves. There's other reasons why one should be makbet to do it themselves also. Because if you're not careful when you put in your hadassim and aravos, then you're going to rip out some of the leaves. And the chatchila, you shouldn't be missing even a single leaf, the Mishnah Berurah said by aravos. Even one, the chatchila, one should be makbet on. Mela, just to tell the Olam had it, sticking it to the kreshikol. The kreshikol is like Chinese finger lock, cuff that you stick. You have to push the kreshikol together. That way it expands a little bit. Then you stick in your aravos and then let go slowly, and it gets thinner. Interestingly enough, a bunch of people didn't know that. So one should be careful to know that. You should do that, because if you try jabbing it in and your kreshikol is too small, you're going to end up either posseling your hadas, certainly making after just spending whatever it is on your hadasim and aravos. Aravos for Mansi, 45 shekel, Hadassim 120 for whatever. Yep. Kitzer, Chaval, they should go ahead after all that and make it not lechatchila. I just want to, alright, saw a very nice shot. Not negiyat at Tafresh Memtes, but negiyat at the end of Tafresh Memchet. The Gemara says that Kushi, Esrei Kushi is kosher, Doyim le Kushi is pasul. So the Chassam Sefer brings down from his Rebbe the Hafla. The Hafla said, there's machlokes in the Gemara and Brachos on the Hafla Mat Hamad Beis between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Yishmael. Is a person supposed to be go to work or not? Masafta digonecho. Matam aloimar, if you should never lay Yomish Sefer Torah as Emi Pichol, Yachot Verm Kichsavan. Tamalem Masafta digonecho, Hanik Ben Minik Deir Ferret Sevi Yishmael. Shmuel says, it says Masafta digonecho. What does it have to tell you Masafta digonecho for? Because it says, well, Yomish has to say, you can't stop learning for a second. So I would think that you have no right to go to work. No, you're allowed to have Hanik Man Minik Derech Eretz. Tazama with the Torah, together with the Torah, you should also have Derech Eretz. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Yechoyemer, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Chirisha, Vazir B'Shas Zriya, Vakrit B'Shas Tzir, Vatash Shas Disha, Vazir B'Shas Haruach. Torah Matei Alel. Says Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, if a person is going to be busy working, then he's got to plow, he's got to sow the ground, and he's got to dig, and he's got to plant, and he's got to harvest, and he's got. When's he gonna have time for learning? Hello, Zman Shitzor Leisim Tzeinu Shalvokim Belachta Nasadi Achirim Shnei Bar Omdu Zorim Baru Tzarnechem Zman Shitzor Leisim Tzeinu Shalvokim Belachta Nasadi Atzman Shnei Bar Safta Diganecho. Says Rishon Baruchai, if a person is makalim himself all Torah, because the Shmokim takes care of the rest, don't worry about it. Something in Echo is only if you're not doing Ritzenu Shemokim, then you have to be a something in Echo. But a person that's doing Ritzenu Shemokim, he doesn't have to be any Ishtadlis. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Harbe Asu, Kribishim, Vaholsu Biyodin, Kribishim, Rechoy, Vaholsu Biyodin. Says Abaya, Lamai, at the end of the day, many people did like Kribishmo, Vaholsu Biyodin, Kribishim, Rechoy, Vaholsu Biyodin. So, Yadua, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chilik Beis, Rish Lamed Aleph Kimdumani, Arish. Nunvov, Kuf Nunvov. Kimdumani, he says in the Bir Alocha, he says that Harbi also Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but it doesn't mean everybody. Many people like it did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and weren't Matzliach. But there are Yechidim in every door that could do like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and some Kaddish Baruch will take care of them, like Shevet Levi, La Yeshivit Levi Mavada. We've heard it throughout our Yeshiva years that the Ram, end of Shemitah Yovel, that the Ram says, La Yeshivit Levi Mavada, Chomisha, Kibalatzmai, Zorak me all of. The Earl of Parnassus, of the Shbrok, will take care of them, like the Levim. Says the Hafla, a different shot. It says, Harbi also kiri Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There are many that did like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but not mamash Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Close to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They did almost Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. As we would call it nowadays, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai light. They did about Berech Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Kiri Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's why it was like also Biyodim. The harbi that did like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was only because Loyal Sabiyadim. He says that's pshat in our Gemara. Kushi is kosher. Doim el kushi is pasul. Kushi is like Isha Kushis. Isha Kushis is a tzaddik no b'maisav. That's the way they refer to Tzipora, is Isha Kushis. That she's no b'maisav. So a tzaddik is the Kushi. Kushi, if a person does, like, a person is a Kushi, is mamashik the tzaddik, that's kasher. Doima le Kushi. If you only kip, it's azevia Kushi. Doima le Kushi, that's pasal. That's not mamash the tzaddik. The person that's makayim, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai mamish, then it'll be certainly be also be all day. I just wanted to like to one akuda. This is my sofa, not the afla. The Chassam Sefer there is he says mikan beilech is divya talmid. He's meisav on also. So I'll be meisav also on that afla. I think this akuda is chashev. It's megia to even a person is not makabel like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he's only going to learn Torah, he's not going to do anything else. But in whatever chilek of Kabbalah Satira that he does decide that this is what I want to do, because this is what I hold as chashev, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help him out. In other words, if you decide, I'll give a mashav alma. It's a mashav alma, but this is a question that I've gotten from people. They want to learn in a certain kailo, in a certain chabura, in a certain whatever, because they feel that this is what they want to learn, and this is what they want to be kailo. The thing is, if he does that, he's going to be giving up tutoring a bachur or whatever it is, and he's going to be losing $500 a month. Can he do that? Lamaisa, this is what he thinks is want. He is the right thing to do, but Lamaisa is going to be down. What should he do? So, if a person decides this is what I feel is the chashav for me, and this is what I want to do for my Torah, for my Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them, then he'll have Siyata Deshmaya to be able to be mashlim that chesser of whatever it was that is he not going to have to work b'chlal, is his wife is not going to have to work. I'm not saying that. But that nekuda of the hefrish of what you're giving up, that you should be able to be kind of Torah of Emes the way that you want. I once said, a person told me, that was the question that came to me. So he wants to know, can he give up learning with somebody? Is he learning? I think the difference is $250, $300, I don't remember exactly how many minutes. So I said, listen here, I would think yes, but I went to ask a Chosha Mashkiach. He told me, he says, yeah, you could be, he wants to be me to Mavtiach, and he's not going to lose that. Mavtiach, I'm not, I didn't get there yet. The kids are, I asked the Mashkiach, he says, yeah, you can tell me, give me Mavtiach. He says, you have to be chazik yourself in mitochen. But in a chanam, he's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In this, I'm Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In other words, I'm doing this because this is what's chashiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what I want from my learning. Then, Be'ezor Hashem will be harbi also ki Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rav Shimon, if you do mamash Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, not ki Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then Be'ezor Hashem it will be also be other.